This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You see the guy that Nick that says tartar sauce on a hot dog?
Yep.
Yeah.
So freaking good.
I think that's
he makes sense
crazy.
Though.
Yeah, but he's right about though. I mean, all the stuff on the tartar sauce is in a hot dog anyway.
Right. Toppings you'd find
except
on
for
a hot dog.
A mayonnaise.
I don't put mayonnaise on a hot dog.
Relish, onions, mustard, mayo. It sounds disgusting. I thought the same thing until I tried it. And now I don't want a hot dog without
it. Well, I mix tartar sauce and ketchup all the time when I'm on seafood. I'll do that. I'll mix it all together.
This guy showed up at a barbecue. They're like, oh, we're having burgers and hot dogs. He's like, ketchup, where's the goddamn tartar sauce?
That wasn't on your list of taking years off your life?
It was only 10 things on that, but I'm sure there's more on your list.
Yeah, you know, ketchup is...
Heroin's in there.
Right, considered an ultra-processed food.
Of course it is.
I wanted to say there was a style of hot dog that involved mayo already. I thought it was the Seattle-style hot dog.
Is it?
No, that's cream cheese. Mm. They put cream cheese and grilled onions on a Seattle-style hot dog.
I'd wolf that down.
I think that'd be pretty damn good.
Take that 20 minutes off the end of my life. I don't care.
Yeah.
Let's just right now, then, you know.
All beef, and it's real simple. That's it.
Yeah.
All beef hot dog, what they say, a generous smear of cream cheese and grilled onions.
Yeah. Got to have the smear.
Maybe.
As in jalapenos the queer. On.
Right, okay.
Yeah, maybe you add some jalapenos, mustard, or sriracha, but those two are just the main ingredients for a Seattle-style dog.
Delish.com, and apparently a lot of cities have their own version of the hot dog. The New York hot dog. Simple hot dog. Topped with spicy brown mustard, sauerkraut, sautéed onions, tomato paste. The Atlanta dog. I didn't know there was such a thing as an Atlanta dog. Slaw. They put a lot of slaw, and it looks like there's some kind of ground beef.
All right.
Chicago dog. We discussed the Chicago dog yesterday and all the ingredients that need to go into the Chicago dog. The
foot
Detroit
long,
dog.
By the way, the foot long.
Yeah. Famous dog from Detroit is named the Coney dog. Well, I thought that was...
Coney Island, right?
Yeah, And they smother them in beefy chili, shredded cheddar cheese, and raw onions.
That sounds good.
A chili dog.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah. San Francisco hot dogs are wrapped
What's
in...
What's the chili dog sex act? Look that up.
I don't think we can say it on the air.
No. It involves scat. Yeah.
All boobs and scat, right?
If Nick knows, we can't say it on the air.
That's right. Boobs are the bun, right?
Yeah,
and
I think
scat,
so.
Yeah.
It's
not pleasant
like
for
that.
Anybody, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, you've got to find somebody that really lines up with what you're looking for.
Yeah, I guess you do. I guess there's a lid for every pot, as they say.
Right. If you're into that and you also find somebody that's into that, you found your person.
Yeah, but that person, what do you want to do that's in bed that's different? What do you
San
like?
Francisco.
Pinch my nipples. Okay, no big deal.
Has hot dogs wrapped in or topped with bacon, creamy mayo, other cooling toppings, BLT dogs, lettuce and tomato. Tucson and Phoenix, I've always heard these called the Sonoran hot dog.
What are they?
You got some pinto beans in there, onions, mustard, mayo, chopped tomatoes. And they say onions twice, so they must put a lot of them in there. And jalapenos.
And you gotta eat like a hot dog too. I've seen people cut up hot dogs because if it's too much stuff, on it. I'm thinking, you shove it all together, shove it in your mouth, and have a napkin to clean off all around your face.
Yeah, and then
that's how you eat it.
Then you grab a fork at the end and clean up the toppings that are on the plate. That's fine, but eat a hot dog like a hot dog.
Right.
I'd rather not have them sliced at all either. Rather like fillet them open a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes they do that. I don't get why they do that. Yeah, come on.
The Milwaukee dog looks pretty basic. It's a piece of sausage, bratwurst usually, on a toasted hard roll, not a hot dog bun, butter, spicy mustard, not ketchup, sweet pickles, not lettuce, and sauerkraut.
Dogs get off. Not ketchup, not
That's
lettuce.
How you got to do it.
Right.
And the,
we're selling a lot of hot dogs today. You know we are. I'm driving around right now, listeners. I want a hot dog now.
Newark dog. The Italian dog is king in all of New Jersey. All beef hot dogs on an Italian roll rather than a typical bun topped with peppers, onions, and fried potatoes.
Potato.
Okay.
The Dallas dog is a corn dog.
Do any of these have ketchup on them? Do they all frown upon ketchup, yet most people put ketchup on their
most
hot dog?
People, I put ketchup on
I don't think for a signature hot dog anybody's going to put ketchup on
it. But why?
But why?
Because it's all it, there's the stigma about it. Right? Like,
right.
Like, you could get kicked out of Chicago if you're like, can I get ketchup? Like, F you. Like,
yeah, well,
like, dude, just... I put ketchup. Who cares?
Right. I got a hot dog and I put ketchup on it.
Don't get all hoity-toity about your hot dogs. I mean, if you, the vast majority of people put ketchup on their hot dog.
Right.
But it is the worst condiment.
Oh, yeah, you hate ketchup.
Yeah, Todd hates ketchup.
You know what I like to do on a cheddar worst? I'll put barbecue sauce and some sliced onion on there. That's nice.
Yeah, we're cutting off years of our lives right here, by the way. Yeah, we are.
Well, yeah. Isn't the planet going to run out of water? Who cares? Yeah. Eat a hot dog.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, it's over anyways. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
you guys are past middle age, too, so you're done. Yeah. Good morning. Middle age is 38, by the way, in case you're growing up right now. Yeah.
That's if you live to 76.
That's if, right. Yeah. Mm. Doom and gloom. Sorry about that. I think I started that.
Yeah, you think?
Let's talk about this chili dog sex act. Let's do that again. Although we can't talk about it. What other city?
That is disgusting. You talk about, post-release clarity.
Yeah, right.
There's got to be a lot
Some
of that
shame.
With the chili dog.
Oh, yeah, a lot of shame there. Yeah.
No, that's the entire list right there.
Well, I like
I'm
that.
I'm sure there are some
I need all these. I need all these, right?
I think I'd try that Seattle style with the cream cheese and onions.
Yeah, none of them sound bad to me.
Like your Seattle hot dog was not on this list, so I'm sure every city has their own little special version of a hot dog.
I could do without the sauerkraut.
I like sauerkraut on a dog. I don't ever really order it, but I can eat sauerkraut in a dog.
The only time I ever eat that is on a Reuben.
Yeah, me too. That's the one place.
I grew up around the sauerkraut, and I could never handle the smell.
Yeah.
Can't get past that.
I used to have to squeeze out pounds and pounds of sauerkraut at the German restaurant.
I bet you did.
Oh, it was awful. It came in this huge bucket. You'd have to put gloves on. You just,
You were like the Puss's chicken fingers. Puss's Villisca chicken fried fingers.
Chicken. Fried chicken in general.
You're a grease boy.
We didn't have fingers. We just had fried chicken. Well,
roasted. But your fingers smelled like fried chicken.
Oh,
right?
Totally, yeah. My clothes, my hair.
Did you just lick your fingers all night? Because you were
That
hungry?
Would be unsanitary if you're serving food. And we I was still in an era where we didn't have to wear like the plastic gloves to touch your food.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Looking back, I was like, wow, that was maybe not the best thing.
I was wondering if those chicks were going to have plastic gloves on when they rub your feet. They do. Good for them. Yeah. I got a pedicure, Nick, over the weekend. I know you weren't here yesterday. I talked about it yesterday. Felt really good. I recommend it. You know,
it's good. They do wear gloves.
They wear gloves, yes.
Yeah, to rub your nasty feet.
Yeah. Yeah,
but like you go to get a massage, a masseuse doesn't wear gloves.
I know they don't. Well, that's because it would
that's
feel...
It's not all feet.
Yeah,
but they do hit your feet. I mean, I've had a masseuse rub my feet. But
I think that would be a tough job because you know going in that it's just going to be feet in your face all day.
Right.
Doing pedicures.
I know.
When do you eat lunch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this girl was walking over and grabbing something. I saw her walking out with something in her mouth a few times. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Walk away, Nick. Walk away.
She put my toe in her mouth at one point. It's pretty hot. It's pretty hot. Yeah.
Are the workers predominantly Vietnamese?
Well, you know what? I don't speculate on Asian ethnicity because we get that wrong.
No, but I think they're
definitely Asian. Right, let's go with that.
The pedicurists specifically are mostly Vietnamese, from what I understand.
Yeah.
Do they have little sanders?
No, it wasn't that. You're thinking of Dumb and Dumber when they break out the big saw and that guy's
angle
nail.
Grinder.
No, my feet, too. Yeah.
Do they have those little, what they call Dremel devices? They're like little sanders.
They did that.
Yeah. Because Christy will use those on the dogs, and I will use it on this really big callus that I have on my right foot.
Oh, God.
Well, they do grate your feet, too. They grate the bottom of your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it tickle?
That's what I was afraid of, Nick. I was afraid it was going to tickle. It did not. It did not. I didn't tickle at all, you know. And my feet are ticklish. I'll show you next.
What is it? Aren't everybody's?
Yeah, you'd think so, but some of you are more ticklish than others.
That would be funny to see a grown man sitting in the seat be like,
I was the only grown man there. You know?
And that's debatable.
I'm just glad this wasn't attached to I got another boner story.
I guess if you think about it, you probably could get a boner. They're rubbing your feet.
Yeah, but
you can get a boner anywhere.
Just the atmosphere, I found. It's not really boner inducing.
No.
How long do you sit there?
It was about an hour, but it went quick. You know, and you're in a chair that's a massage chair.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, you're
at the airport.
You're leaning back.
And yeah, I'll tell you another thing about this too. Is it?
No, it's any strip mall.
No, you don't have to talk to any. They don't talk to you.
No.
Because, and I like that, because I think that you ever get your hair cut by somebody that talks your head off? Like, oh, shut the hell up. Or you just want the, and they don't want to talk to you either.
Yeah.
Right.
They talk to each other a little bit, but it's in, you know, whatever, probably Vietnamese. I'm not sure what they're saying to each other, you know.
Did you sit there the whole time, or are you, like, scrolling on your phone, or you're just in the massage chair, like,
Well, I was sitting next to Michelle. She was beside me. We were both scrolling on our phones, basically, yeah. It went pretty quick, and it felt really good, so.
Sometimes I talk.
And they rub your calves, too, Nick.
Christy's right next to me, and I talk to her.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Be like, toes, huh?
I could see that being a situation where it's like, you know, like getting a massage where it's, you know, you're supposed to kind of just be quiet and enjoy the treatment.
Right. And they probably, you know, some of these people don't know what you're saying anyway. She knew. She spoke English, I could tell.
And they 100% don't care.
She said a few words, and they don't care. They won't talk to you either. No.
Yeah.
No. Did they put some sort of, like, coating on your toenails?
No, I didn't get that done, but
they will paint them a few. Actually.
Yeah, I don't want them painted. You know,
no Steeler logo.
Nah, I don't want to deal with that. I just want my feet to feel pretty.
So did you go,
do they?
They were still feel pretty.
They were pretty soft. Yeah.
Are you going to do it again? Would you go on your own?
No, I would never go alone. No.
Have you been sandal shopping today?
Well, by the way, a lot of dudes go because they can't bend over because their guts.
I bet it feels good.
They can't clip their freaking toenails. And a lot of guys don't have wives or girlfriends that can clip toenails. A lot of wives and girlfriends don't want to do that because it's gross as hell
for them. Because they're too fat.
Right, right.
Yeah, I think that's a...
All the girlfriends are too fat? Yeah, that too.
To me, that's a maybe I need to push back from the table a little quicker moment. Nah, if I can't clip my own toenails.
There's a lot of people that are not that flexible anymore. And it's a gut or it's a... Or just maybe they can't reach their toes like they used to because they're older. Yeah.
I mean, did you wash your feet more than you normally would before you went in to do this? And do they start by washing your feet?
No, you soak it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's in water soaking to clean them off. Yeah.
And then they throw out that black water.
No, that's there the whole time until you're done.
Yeah. Give you an
acid. You walk in with dirty feet.
Right. Yeah. And they give you an acid bath.
Yeah. 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 It was cool. I wouldn't do it by myself. I probably wouldn't do it again for a long time, but it felt pretty good.
I wonder if that guy from the Patriots who refuses to wear shoes, wouldn't you have that done all the time if you were walking around barefoot like a freak?
Yeah.
That guy's weird.
But it was worth it, man.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.